last hour on Jocks 94.5. You heard this.
Color analyst for Alabama basketball, Brian Passing. After a loss like that and going in to play your number one rival on the road, do you think that this is a game that Coach Grant needs to win for his job?
I don't think that Coach Grant thinks in those terms from a job status standpoint. He wants to beat Auburn, and this team wants to beat Auburn, and that really needs to be the mindset, because the other, I don't know that it helps you prepare to go and get a road win against your rival. So the focus right now has to be fixing the problems that we've seen at times this year. He mentioned the defense, and that's an area that has to be really good against a very good offensive basketball team in Auburn.
Another hour of Matt and Scott on Jocks 94.5 starts now.
All right, here we are, 8 o'clock, straight up, hour number 3 of your Monday program. Hanging out with you on a President's Day. Always fun, I would imagine. A lot of you off today, including everybody that works at this building except for us, which we noticed when we pulled into work today, so that's cool. No worries, though, as we roll forth here. Bottom of the hour, we'll do a little community tidbits for you. Don't forget 500th show celebration coming up Thursday night at the J. Clyde, so be there for that. Profits from happy hour purchases at the J. Clyde going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation over the next couple of days. So, man, go check out the J. Clyde. It's in 5 Points South there. It's off Cobb Lane. Awesome place. If you're into beer, if you're into having a good time, which I'm sure everybody is. And, of course, Back 40 Beer Company will be there on Thursday with their special brew in honor of our 500th show, the P1 IPA, only available. Limited qualities. Qualities? Limited qualities? Limited quantities. It better not be limited quality. Jeez, man. It better be, like, unlimited quantity. What? I'm done. All right. Well, that was a good show. See you guys. All right. So here we are now. I went out on a Saturday afternoon to Ramsey Park over there. It's off Montclair, pretty much in the Mountain Brook area. And I got a buddy who plays for the Birmingham Vulcans rugby team. He's like, you got to come out and watch one of these matches. Like, all right, man. You know, my brother played in college. I always enjoyed it. I'm going to check it out. So I rolled over there on Saturday, and I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun. It's just rugby is such a cool sport to watch. And once you kind of understand some of the things that's going on, obviously, and it's a lot of fun, the people there are really into it. And you never know. I mean, some of these guys, they hit each other, and it's just like, I think that guy's dead. And then, oh, he's alive! It's amazing. So with that, we've got, let's see, we've got Greg's here, Kirby, and Brent. What's up, man?
How y'all doing?
Good. Thanks
man,
for coming
thanks
in,
for having us on.
Yeah. Yeah, this is awesome.
Thanks for coming out to the match on Saturday. That was...
I enjoyed it.
Good times.
It was good times. Beautiful weather, and you guys play your home games there, and you played, I thought this was interesting, you played the University of Alabama's rugby team.
We did. It was set up for our kind of developmental side, our B side, mm-hmm. guys that really aren't real experienced with the game, but athletes nonetheless out playing a college side, yeah. so they can kind of learn the ropes and play a college side and warm up. That way they're not playing, you know, full-size people by the time that they actually get going.
So explain to me, because they were trying to explain this to me the other day, and I still don't quite get it, that you guys aren't a college team, but you played a college team. So what level of rugby are you guys at?
We are considered a men's D2, which there are a whole bunch of different levels of rugby, but we're kind of that, you know, just a club. It goes, you know, D2, D1, and there's a premier.
Okay.
Which those guys are starting to get pulled from, you know, into the international
wow.
squad
and
things like that. They're a lot better than we are, but
I would imagine, yeah, the guys at the upper echelon of rugby. But let's talk about just kind of the basics, because from what I remember, it's 15 a side.
Yeah, to start out, 15 players on each
okay.
side of the field. So 30 guys on the field. At one time. The best way I know how to explain rugby to somebody who really doesn't know is just say that if football and soccer had yeah. a baby, that would be
right.
the sport of rugby.
Yeah, because it seemed like it's nonstop action to some degree. I mean, you guys have it, and I have no idea what the official terms are here, but you get it, and a guy gets tackled, and he immediately puts the ball on the ground, kind of pushes it back to the next guy who then pitches it, and there's like a line set up, like a swinging gate almost. And you try to pitch it down and find holes to run it up through the field.
That was actually a really good explanation of kind of what goes on.
Awesome.
When someone gets tackled, it's called a ruck.
Okay.
Which the person who gets tackled, they have to set the ball down. They got 2 seconds to release the ball, and then their players come over and try to, you know, protect that ball to, you know, to maintain possession. Right. But at the same time, the other team's coming across trying to knock everybody off of it and steal the ball for themselves.
And I know that when you score, it's called a try, and it's 5 points, right?
5 points for a try, 2 points for a conversion afterwards, and 3 points for a penalty kick or a drop goal.
Okay. And then, obviously, you go back, you get a try, and what's the deal? Do you have to slide? It seemed like everybody's like sliding or diving into
Well, you have to have the ball before you go into the end zone.
Okay.
As Matt realized this weekend when I pulled the biggest boneheaded play ever. And
you probably, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, lost the ball right before I went in. So
why is it that it seems like everybody goes down?
You just want some style points, you know?
Oh, yeah?
You do all that hard work to get down there to the try zone. You want to make it look good.
So what are the okay, because everybody here knows football, and the quarterback is the on-field general, the leader of the team. You have your skill positions like wide receiver. Are there correlations to that in rugby where you have a guy on the field that is kind of setting things up or making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be?
There are, but there's I think there in the main scheme of things there's three of them.
Okay.
There's in the forwards, there's kind of the eight man who's the kind of captain of our forwards. He's just called the eight man because he wears number eight.
Always wears number eight?
Always wears number eight. The numbers actually correlate to the position that you play.
Makes it
easy.
And
then I would say that the, I don't want to call him a field general, but the field dictator, because they're always just really angry, are scrum halves.
Okay.
And they're the ones that kind of dictate the way that the game goes. And then you have the prissy poodles at fly half. they wear number 10. Okay. And they always have perfect hair.
Is that right?
It's fantastic.
Nice. So obviously the object of the ball is to score, get the try on the other team's side, and then the scrum. Why does that happen? And I think that's what most people that know anything about rugby, it seems like, well, that's a sport where the guys get in that scrum thing and they mash heads together, and then some dude like jumps up in the air.
Well, you know, that's two different things. The one where someone jumps up in the air is called a line out.
Okay.
But the scrum is basically when a stoppage in play happens, a penalty like a forward pass, because passes are only backwards, or a knock on, meaning that someone drops the ball forward. Or,
okay.
You know, it gets knocked out of their hands forward or something like that. And then it's whoever has knocked the ball forward, if it's a knock on, the other team gets the scrum, their scrum half will roll it into the scrum. And so their team kind of has the advantage of, you know, taking the ball at that point.
Yeah, because wouldn't you just roll it kind of towards your guys? But it's the ball is oblong, so
you're supposed to roll it down the middle. But there, you know, there's always some gamesmanship depending on who's throwing the ball in.
So this ball, it's, what is it, oblong, oval? What would you describe it?
It is a fat football.
A big egg. That's what I always call it.
A big egg, and it's bigger than a football. It looks like, obviously, and that is one of those, like, do you have, like, turnovers, like fumbles and stuff like that? I mean, when you're throwing it back and it messes up, then the other team just picks it up and keeps going with it.
Oh, it's all open play. Anybody can run through, pick up the ball. And,
okay.
And they have something, I know anybody's familiar with hockey, they have, like, delayed penalty where the other team can pass around. It's called advantage in rugby. So as long as the other team doesn't touch the ball, you can just play advantage and keep going.
This is, it's one of those things. That was the one thing that I had forgotten, because I hadn't seen rugby in several years since my brother was in college, and it's just, the action is literally virtually nonstop. I mean, it just keeps going and going. It's not like football where there's a stoppage after every play and you got to huddle and call a play. I mean, these guys, like you were saying, a ruck happens and this dude just kind of pushes the ball out between his legs and just keeps going.
Exactly. It's 2 40-minute halves where it's just continuous, and then after that, if there was any stoppage for injury or anything like that, there's injury time afterwards, so the games can go on for, you know, 90 minutes even.
All right, so it's the Birmingham Vulcans, and they play their home games at Ramsey Park, and your next one is coming up, what was it? It was March 28th at 1 o'clock there.
Yeah, that's our next home game. We'll be on the road for almost a month, and down in Mobile, Montgomery, Baton Rouge, and Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay. Well, hang out for another segment, because I want to talk to you guys about something that I know a lot of people, when we'll get into the rugby side of the injuries and the physicality of it, and the essentially you're not wearing any pads. It reminds me to some degree of like backyard football when you used to be a kid. You know, like, hey, I don't care if I blow out my knee. My parents have insurance. So now I wonder how that rotates on into the adult world. So We'll continue our rugby conversation and get into the injuries of the world of rugby as the Matt and Scott Show continues here with the Birmingham Vulcans. Jocks 94.5, jocksfm.com.